A small key on his car key ring unlocked the padlock and he threw back the lid. Inside were the passports they had given him, all the paperwork he would require when the time came. He took them out and slipped them into a compartment of his briefcase and picked up an old black-and-white photograph. Magda and the children. He felt a stab of self-pity, almost remorse. In all these years he had hardly ever allowed himself to even think what might have become of them. And now wasn't the time. It followed the papers into his briefcase, and he picked up the Walter P-38 that he had taken from his desk drawer that fateful December night in Munich all those years before. Occasionally oiled, but never fired, in anger or self-defense. He dropped that, too, into the briefcase. He looked up, startled, as the door opened. His secretary was a plump lady in her late 30s, dowdy and unattractive, with olive skin and dark eyes. Her long hair was tied up inside a black scarf. "What is it, Aquila?" The sharpness of his tone startled her.
"I'm sorry, Monsieur Vaugh."
Her apology was both defensive and hostile. They had never got on.
"I have Monsieur Catio from the bank on the line. Do you want to take his call?"
"No. Tell him to call this afternoon."
His French, after all this time, was almost without accent, and would never stand out in a country where almost everyone spoke it as a second language. But that was something he might have to work on. She nodded and closed the door behind her. He breathed out, deeply trying to release the accumulating tension. He wouldn't be here this afternoon, and he would never speak to Monsieur Catio from the bank ever again. He took some satisfaction from that, at least. A single crumb of comfort floating in his sea of troubles. If there was one thing he did not mind leaving behind him, it was debt. He put the empty container back in the safe and locked it again, carefully rehanging the picture. Then he turned to his desk and began going through the drawers. Not much here that he would take with him. Almost impossible to anticipate what he might need in an obscure and uncharted future.